the importance of Malchus, Echronos, and Shofos, which are the three major themes of the Bracha of Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei. Yosef Albo reduced the Yugimui Karma of the Rambam to three essential themes. And those themes are captured by Malchus, Echronos, and Shofos. Malchios is Mitzias Hashem, Zechronos is Charba Onesh, and Shofros is Parmen HaShemayim. And if you look in the bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, each bracha has a structure, introductory paragraphs affirming the basic tenet of that respective theme, followed by a series of psukim that are quoted in Torah, Ksubim, Leviim, and we conclude with Torah, and then a concluding paragraph. But the nekuda that defines each bracha boiled down to these three yesodos. Rashi in Chumash would imply that the recitation of the tzukim, of Malchus and Shofros, are midoraisa. Rashi teaches the words zichron trua in the pasuk in Emor. Emor says zichron trua in the maftir reading of Pinchas says yom trua. Rashi explains in Pashas Emor zichron trua. Zikaron psuke zichronos upsuke shofros. The mentioning of these psukim. Rizkavachem akedas yitzchak shekarv tacht of ayo. Now she adds that it's to remember akedas yitzchak. We know akedas yitzchak is very much connected to Rosh Hashanah, the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Sheni. But more than that, the shofar shel ayo, the Gemara says, is remembering akedas yitzchak. The brach of zichronos concludes by mentioning Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Rachan Tiskor. We mentioned just before that Kemosh Kabash Avram Binos Rachamov. The Schus Akedah is very much front and center in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says that's the Indian of the Psukim of Zechronos and Shofros as well. What about Malchios? So Rashi doesn't say it over here, but it's based on the Gemara and the Sifrei. That's another Pasuk. There's another Pasuk in Parashas Bahaloscha that mentions Uskate b'chatzotzros and b'hareyosim b'chatzotzros. Pasuk says there, v'chisavo milchama b'artzichem. So if there's a war, then b'hareyosim b'chatzotzros and uskate b'nei Hashem elokeichem. The idea of going chatzotzros and being remembered, and you'll be saved. Uviyom simchaschem u'vmoadeichem uvrashi chatzeichem. Uskate b'chatzotzros al ogoseichem v'alzivichishalmeichem. Certain days of the calendar, you are to blow the chatzotzros in conjunction with the karbanos. Again, the idea of a zikaron. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Rashi comments, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, mikan ramadnu malchios im zichronos v'shofros. Shenema uskatem, that's shofros, v'zikaron, hare zichronos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem zu malchios. So these three themes are all meant to complement one another. Just derech agav, the fact that Rashi is mashpat pshat in the pasuk is to say these psukim. It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So the Ramban on that Rashi asks a kasha from the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah that suggests that it's a d'rabbanan. The Gemara talks about a place a person could go either to hear shofar or to hear the psukim of the Chazaras Hashatz. And where does he go? The Gemara says pshita. He goes to where the tokeya, because hadaraisa ad d'rabbanan. Sounds like from the Gemara that shofar is d'oraisa and psukim is the only d'rabbanan. The way that many Achronim and the Yashiv, it's brought also in the Hari Kedem of the Rav, but the other Achronim already say this, that the Gemara is talking when you can have the Psukim by themselves, without Shofar. Whereas what Rashi would be saying is that when you are blowing Shofar in conjunction with the recitation of the Psukim, then the recitation becomes a Din D'oraisa as well. In other words, there's an integration between the Shofar being blown and the actual recitation. Those who blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, of course, have the kiyum in that regard. Those of us who don't, Ashkenaz, for the most part, then it's going to be through the Chazaras Hashatz, which really is the Tfilas HaTzibur, and therefore it's important to be Mesim Lev and be Mechavim when the Chazan is repeating the brachas, especially of those three brachas, because the kiyum of the Doraisa, potentially, of the Psukim being said, is in conjunction with the Shofros itself. The Inyan of Zichronos, specifically, the Ramban has a drasha l'Rosh Hashanah, and he also discusses it here at Parshas Emor. It's synonymous with the Inyan of Yom Hadin. What does it mean to have a Zikaron, to be remembered? especially we call the day Yom HaZikaron. The Ramban says that means the association is the inyan of din. Just to quote a little bit from the Lashon here, after he disagrees with Rashi on the inyan of whether it means the psukim, the Ramban says, what is Zichron Terua? Yom HaShenaria B'Yom HaZeh V'Yiyo Lano L'Zikaron L'Fnei Hashem. Now, Bekan Siva B'Terua Stam B'Mod HaZeh V'Achinam B'Krafti Mishal Hashem Ne'atua Zos. Zos in ala carbon. This is not the same trua that we find ala carbon. Hichova b'chol Yisrael. V'lo pirish akas of tam hamitzvah zos. Lo ma trua. V'lo min etzdarach zikaron. Why do we need a zikaron of Hashem more than other days? V'lo mi etzav v'lios mikra kodesh. It's very vague. The nature of the day is very shrouded in mystery in Torah Shivach Sav. Derech Agav, I saw that in Yonason Ibishitz is... Drushes Yaris Vash, he says, why did Torah do that? Why did Torah keep the essence of Rosh Hashanah so secretive in Torah Shebuch Sav? Because we know Torah Shebuch Sav, the non-Jews also know about. And if they would know all this, they would be doing much more in their own way. Kol Bo Yolam, they would also be reading themselves Rosh Hashanah. But that could be a kidrug on Kal Yisrael. If you know Yonah didn't want to come and give the Nebuah to Nineveh because it would make us look bad. So Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that if this is something that everyone hears about, then people would be also doing things that would necessarily put us at a disadvantage. Kadosh Baruch Hu let us, who have Torah Shebuah Peh, know the depth of Rosh Hashanah and all that's involved in order that we can have the edge of being able to prepare ourselves as appropriate. But meanwhile, the Torah Shebuah Sav is very unclear about the nature of the day, as Rabban points out, v'lomi yitzavlius mikla kodesh. Avon b'pneishu b'chatzel shiyom ha-kipurim b'rosh ha-chodesh, we see that nir shebo yadin lefanav. Kibam yadin amin b'rosh ha-shana, yeshev v'kisei shofet tzedek. And then it'll be yisa lefesh avadav over the next few days. But the inyan of zichron trua, he says, that's the idea, zikaron is being remembered, meaning being judged. I don't have the exact Lashon in front of me, but he has it here as well as in the Drasha L'Rosh Hashanah. Something fascinating that is mentioned by the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes in Rosh Hashanah, Tav Reish Lamed Tes. Famous Gemara, quoted in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin, as well as at the end of Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imbu Lefanai Malchios, Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Say, Malchios, so that you will make me your king over you. Zichronos kidei sheyale zichronechem afanei letova, so that your remembrance will ascend to me in a positive way, favorably, uvameh b'shofar, through the shofar. Says the Sfas Emes Tafesh Lamites. What's the pshat? Zichronos, we say zichronos sheyale zichronechem letova. As we noted the other day, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, whether we're ready or not, the Shushan is coming. There'll be a Yom Hadin, there'll be a judgment, there'll be a determination, and we move on. Zecher kolayt sur lefanecha ba. So what is it that we're doing to be able to hope for a positive outcome? The answer is, al yidei, shebnei Yisrael mevakshim haschira. We are invoking that din. We are talking about it. We speak about it in Zechronos. We imagine that this is, and we have the word of Piyutim and the Sana Tokef. We acknowledge in our minds this mitzius of the din of the zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al yidei shebnei Yisrael mevakshem haschira sheyale zechroneinu lefanav. We want to be remembered. Means we want to be judged. We want you to look at us. We want you to do what you do on this day and act as a melech. And look at everything that we've done over the year and every aspect of it. Even though we are fully aware shezu haschira hi l'mishpat. I mean, but this is also means that we're subjecting ourselves to who knows what's going to be the determination. We're asking for it. Mikol makom yesh l'chol ish Yisrael l'chavin l'haskil. Every Jew must realize ki gadla malas haschira l'fnei habore yisbarach. That the fact that you can be remembered by Kadosh Baruch Hu in a spotlight, shehu afarachamim, and there will always be a mitigating factor. Kadosh Baruch Hu will try to work with you and figure out a way to give you what you need. Kedai lios nishpat, it's worth it. It's worth the trials, the tribulations, the stress, the worry. It's worth it. I want it. I'm asking for it. I just want to have that chance to have the king look at me and judge. Through that gesture itself, that we are looking to be judged, recognizing the risks, but ready for it, embracing it, and asking for it. Through that, that's the notion of amtakas hadin. The dinim get sweeter; they get neutralized. How the osim mitzvah din milsarachanim shav mevarim shaschira lefan of yisbarach mishpat hu tova gedola matanam Hashem yisbarach liyos niska lefan biyom hazikaron. So if we realize that there's a tremendous chus, even though the risk is there, and we understand that we have the sense of yira, the balance is you know, we understand what's in the balance, but we also understand that this is the greatest opportunity to have this experience of being, so to speak, in the limelight. That alone is the schus that's mamtik the dinim. It's such a profound idea to approach Rosh Hashanah with. We have to know how to balance, of course, the inyan of the yira, but also the sense of welcoming it, welcoming what it brings with it. And this is why there's such an emphasis on the positive as well. Yes, Rosh Hashanah may not be simcha yaseira, like we know for Sukkot, for example, but there is a notion of simcha. There is a notion of optimism. And even within the Yachid too, there is a sense of being happy. I just quote from the Seder Hayom, the Talmud de Arizal. He says, "When you leave shul, yelach beisa v'yismach libo v'yiftach b'Hashem, v'yarchik b'menu kol yogan v'anocha, sheloitam pischam pele mekatrik." Yet we know there's a serious thing going on. We prepare ourselves. We are aware internally, but we don't want to, you know, wear on our faces this feeling of like depression. It's important to be positive. And that's the pasuk that we have in Ezra Nehemiah that we allude to in the piyut. That story was told when Ezra read the Torah and everyone was crying because they knew that they were failing. They had intermarried. They had done all kinds of things where they had drifted, and they were crying. And Ezra says, he was telling them that the ultimate face that you put on Rosh Hashanah, certainly externally, is a positive one. There has to be a sense of internal introspection and recognizing, you know, the yira, but there has to be ultimately the simcha. That may be the remez of the tkiyas being on the outside and the shvam tshuva being within. The inside is the inner feelings of recognizing the yira aspect of Yom HaDin, but there has to be the external feeling of the optimism, and that's the Sfas Emes, knowing that we're going in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that the shofar is like lefnai v'lefnim, the experience of shofar as a sense of entering the Kodesh HaKadashim, the moment of Tkiyas Shofar. So yes, the year is there, but at the same time, there's an incredible connection that we can feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at those moments. So I just wanted to share that powerful idea from the Sfas Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillas, v'sho'o b'zoche, b'zoche all Kal Yisrael, to exceed Noch Simatova. Thank you.